I grew up in Derry, and my memory of both my father's funeral and friends of his whose funerals we went to, if they were on the other side, that people had to stay outside the building while the service went on or the mass went on. And that was an abiding memory. And it just seemed appalling that we couldn't even welcome, you know, friends, not only, I suppose, you know, into our church, but similarly, they couldn't do the same for us if we were at a Protestant funeral. So I suppose that was part of it. Very struck by that. I thought as the years went by that when the troubles got going and all the rest of it, and I was on the periphery of it really for most of the time, but it was so hard to make friends with people on the other side. So you'd meet friends, and some would be the Protestant side, and if you met in town, conversations took place in whispers. This kind of thing. I mean, much has changed in the North, thanks be to God, since then. When I go up to Downpatrick now, people talk out loud. They laugh, they can make fun, and they can poke fun, and it's all much more relaxed, and you're not worried about who's listening in.
Now, you're in the Romanian Orthodox tradition, having been, as I said, with the Jesuits. What are the relationships like in that regard now between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches?
I would say that they're slowly improving. But I've travelled a good hunk of certainly northern Romania, and I'd be aware that there are places you go to, you talk to monks, or in the parish churches you're talking with some of the priests, and suddenly you're just aware that some of them think you're off the wall, that you might be trying to encourage, say, relations improving, you know, between Catholics and Orthodox. So I am aware that at times parts of Romania are like 50 years behind Ireland. That's true in many ways. But then there are heartening things. I mean, recently I was in Geneva to go to meet somebody at the World Council of Churches, and I went to visit Chambéry, which is one of the ecumenical institutes just north of the city. And there is a gorgeous Romanian priest there who's the director. And you couldn't meet a more open, more optimistic, more dynamic kind of person. You know, and that's lovely.
So what would the problem be with those Romanian Orthodox people who are aghast when you would say, let's look at better relations? What are the stumbling blocks for them?
I suppose it's really lack of information. Their conception, say, of Catholicism and doctrinal approaches and that kind of thing are really based on textbooks of another age. And I mean, you might be just talking 19th century, you might be talking 18th century. And it's like, I suppose, say in Ireland in the old days, you had never met somebody from the other side. And they haven't either. So, I mean, my God, when they actually meet a Catholic, it becomes a totally different thing. Because the Romanians naturally are very hospitable and very courteous. But when it comes to sort of conceptions of, you know, what is right and what isn't, they just think that the Catholics are totally wrong. And some would even talk in terms of these people being heretics.
And what do they think they're wrong in, and what do they think we're heretical, that Roman Catholics are heretical in?
Well, partly I suppose it's doctrinal. The whole difficulty of trying to, you know, express the creed, that they feel hurt at one level, that the Catholics went ahead and made a change in the creed, bringing in the filioque. They have a quite different understanding of the scriptures and how the procession of Father through Son to Spirit is to be articulated. And they feel this Catholic thing is just heretical. And I suppose part of the problem is they don't seem to be able to accept that perhaps we're dealing with the mystery of God, and our articulations of that will never be enough. We do our best, and can there not be room for slightly different approaches? But I think that concept and the concept of, say, development of theology and that kind of thing, that's a more Western notion, hasn't quite permeated with some. But again, you know, I'm sure 40 or 50% of the clergy would be very open and would have little or no problem